Thank you. Discussion and possible action on liability insurance coverage, John Hawes.
Thank you again. This is the final item that I'll have. This is an action item also, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Our liabilities, as you have seen in the materials provided in Diligent, our liability insurance coverage we have carried for a number of years with TML, the Texas Municipal League, Intergovernmental Risk Pool. They have been the provider of that, as well as we have carried an excess liability policy most recently through the insurance company of the state of Pennsylvania, which has been was the insurance provider of that most recently, although there's been different providers of that over the course of time. As we've looked, as we've gone through the budget process this year and have been discussing it and have had some discussions with the Texas Municipal League, we have received some information from them based on some of their other clients, governmental clients, primarily municipalities, but also other river authorities and stuff. As we looked at the limits that we've carried, they have indicated that their recommendation, based on the facts that they brought forward, is that our limits could be reduced given certain tort protections that we have, and I spell some of that out in the write-up and stuff, that we've been carrying in those four areas of liability, general liability, errors and omissions, auto liability, and law enforcement, we've been carrying limits of $10 million in each of those categories. You can see there's some deductibles in a couple of those. And you can see the premiums associated, the annual premiums associated with each of those. And then also the excess liability, which actually sits on top of each of those other four, that could apply to each of those other four, which effectively gives us some $20 million worth of coverage on each of those categories for another $62,000 for a total of about $137,000, a total premium on an annual basis. As we looked at that and looked at the coverages that other entities have and then looked at the tort protections we have in some areas, we have come to the conclusion and bring this recommendation to reduce those insurance coverages down fairly significantly. And you can see the next slide that the recommendation is to bring each of those limits down to $5 million each and in effect eliminate the excess liability, because obviously you're coming from $20 million down to $5 million, you'd eliminate that. And you can see the savings on each of the TML portion up on top, that's approximately $13,000 annually of savings, but the big savings, of course, in the excess liability of eliminating that coverage of 62. So it'd bring a total savings of about $76,000 annually, and we still believe that we are well insured with limits that are very appropriate and adequate for the Brazos River Authority going forward. And I'll be happy to discuss any questions about that.
Any questions?
John, would it be possible to keep a higher general liability, say at 10 million, and the others at 5 million? Because it would only be $2,700 to pick up another 5 million. That's pretty cheap insurance.
We certainly could do that. You're right. As you look at the numbers, the reductions of just the TML is not as big as obviously the excess liability reduction and things like that.
Have we had any claims on any of these policies?
We have. We've had very minor. The largest claim that we've actually had since we've had this has been a claim of less than, it was around $100,000 on a liability claim that was several years ago and stuff that we paid. But otherwise, there hasn't been any claim of any substance other than that. So,
under our general liability, we've had no claim then?
No.
You know, it could be that if we get a $10,000 deductible, that we could actually get $10 million and not.
And we can certainly look into this. The resolution that we have here establishes the proposed limits on the resolution, but we can certainly look at the deductible and see if that makes sense by putting a deductible in there, whether that reduces the premium enough to where it seems to make sense.
John, isn't there some type of protection liability-wise for government state entities from claims?
There is. There's some tort protection, and I might need to defer either to Laura Lee or Richard Dorsey's signal. Richard is with TML also, is the person that we've been talking with that is our both our consultant also right. helps provide the insurance. So there is protection, as my understanding, and we put some of that in that there's some protections under tort, as you see in your write up for $300,000 for bodily injury and limits of $100,000 per person and $100,000 property damage. There are some areas that are not that might not be covered under that. And I'm probably getting a little far out of my area of expertise here, but if you can get into discrimination types of things, you get into federal things, and then you get outside of some of the tort protections and a couple of things if you have some civil rights violations and things like that. So that's sort of why we kept it at $5 million. I think Richard, a number of his clients are down in the $1 to $3 million range in some cases. We sort of given the cost of savings, we really feel like we're a little more comfortable staying around the $5 million mark. Sort of like what Director Bennis was saying, that the savings are not so substantial once you start taking some of those amounts down.
Would we be excess of the coverage that's provided by the state?
I'm not sure, Richard, as far as the state of Texas?
Yes.
What is the state
currently
of Texas?
Currently under the Texas Tort Claims Act, for any liability claim, you're protected up to $100,000 per person, $300,000 total for bodily injury, and then $100,000 for property damage. So at the max, on a maximum claim, you'd be at $400,000. So, and actually to address the question you had about general liability, those type of claims are generally always in state court. So you're going to get that protection. $5 million is probably more than you need. So the two coverages where it could end up in federal court is the errors and omissions and law enforcement liability, because you're talking about civil rights violations and those kind of things. So the $5 million is definitely adequate. The largest claim we've ever had in the pool in 30 years is $2.25 million. And that was a law enforcement claim where the claimant became a quadriplegic because of some wrongful acts. Does that address your question?
That's the largest claim y'all have had in your pool.
Yes, sir. And we are the largest.
Speaking pool. On an industry average.
Right. Well, we only cover local governments, okay. and local governments are protected by the Texas Tort Claims Act, where if you're a private citizen, you're not protected.
Any other questions? John, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to purchase liability insurance effective October 1st, 2010, based upon the following coverage under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority. General liability, $5 million. Errors and omissions, $5 million. Auto liability, $5 million. And law enforcement, $5
million. You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Moved by Johnson, second by Bell. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeClement?
Yes.
Director Zaganina?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Fillmore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Plum?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you very much.